It is 10:41. Hank Sims from the Lost Coast Outpost. Hello.
Hello, John.
Through the website, you now have a video of this debate that you did stream or tried to stream when it happened originally.
We did, and it worked out. I had some doubts about the crew down there at California North Coast Media in Petaluma, but they proved me wrong. They came through. The debate did stream. Unfortunately, I was not able to watch it.
Okay.
I was out at the time.
And it is a debate for the congressional... Who is it exactly?
Well, it's the candidates for Congress. Next year's candidates for Congress. Mike Thompson, the longtime incumbent, has been removed from us by the California Redistricting Commission. So there's a wide open race for Congress next year. And this debate, which the archived video of which is now posted on the Lost Coast Outpost, is between the 7-8, lose track, the large number of candidates that are out there.
And just to sort of spell things out for me, who do you think will win?
Who do I think will win the election?
Who will be the next congressman?
I don't know. It's a tough one. Well, you know, I think at this point we're looking at three major contenders. Jared Huffman, the assembly member from Marin County, is looking to get promoted to Washington. He's an establishment candidate, former senior attorney with the National Resources Defense Council, some kind of athlete. I always forget exactly which. Star athlete. Handsome chap, the establishment candidate. Then you've got Norman Solomon on the outside. See, you're giving me, John's giving me the look. Norman Solomon has raised $250,000 around those parts. He's going to be raising much more. He has big friends in, rich friends in high places. He's seriously making a run for it.
Sure, but is he a contender?
I believe he is, yes.
And number three?
And number three, Stacey Lawson, who seems to be the more conservative of the Democrats running out there, and has also raised a great deal of money. She's, I would say, conservative in the sense that she's, you know, well familiar with the business world and talks a lot about boosting business and getting business going in the district. But she has, you know, sort of a great pedigree. She's worked on like economic development projects in very poor regions of the world, and seems to be a credible person.
All right, I may watch this video, but apparently you are involved with some interviews that are happening next door on KHOM next week, so you'll have audio from that.
That's right. If you remember, I've tried over the months to beg you to start booking candidates so we could do this here on KSLUG as well. You've fallen down on the job.
That is completely false. You were suggesting I speak to Norman Solomon, which I still will.
Yeah, okay. That's good. He's going to be in town.
Right.
He's going to be here soon. I think he's come back, not next week. He's in town now. He's going to be back soon.
So who's doing the interviews over there?
I believe the first interview, at least, will be done by your colleague and mine, Mike Dronkers of KHOM Radio. But we've sort of worked out the system. It's going to be very exciting. I think what's going to happen is on Monday, I'll post a little introductory post with Ms. Lawson. And then on Tuesday, we'll have the interview at 1 p.m. on KHOM Radio. And we'll have a sort of live chat up on the KHOM website and at the Lost Coast Outpost website where people can comment or ask questions of the candidate while they're on the air. Our colleague will read those questions. We'll ask those questions, and we did this once before with Gary Graham Hughes, the executive director of Epic, and it worked out really well. So we're really looking forward to that.
Sure, but the idea that I would go through every candidate is just fantasy.
Yeah.
I typically cherry pick a candidate or two out of a race when it seems interesting. I can't go through every candidate in a race. Sure, I can't do that.
Sure, but it seemed Norman Solomon would be particularly interesting.
He's not off the table.
He's not off the table.
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear this. Now, have you booked KRS-One yet?
No, I've not.
KRS-One currently touring the country, coming to Humboldt this week, I believe.
Oh, is it really?
Later. I think it's later this week. Yeah. Right. Stumping for Ron Paul.
Okay, when I get off the air, I will take a very serious look at that.
Finally.
Okay. And as I scroll down, I do see that you posted something about an engineering firm and a local firm sold to an Australian behemoth.
Yeah, there was some issue taken with the word sold. People in press releases, they prefer to use the term merged, although this is one very large company, international engineering and design firm called GHD that has merged with a much, much smaller company, although it's still pretty large. Winsler & Kelly, which is a sort of homegrown success story, one of a couple of engineering firms that were founded in Humboldt County in the 50s, 60s, early on, and have really grown up to be quite large. Yeah, SHN, that's the other engineering company I was thinking of. But Winsler & Kelly has offices not only around in Eureka. Their headquarters now is in Santa Rosa. They have offices in Oregon, Washington, and around the Pacific Rim and the island of Saipan and in Asia. So they've been bought now.
Is that a bad
merged
thing?
People seem very excited about it, actually. A lot of the engineers that people have spoken to are excited. They're looking forward. This gives them a global reach now. It sounds like Winsler & Kelly will be this international firm sort of jumping off point now on the west coast of the United States, all throughout the west coast of the United States, the western United States, as well as in Latin America. I think people are pretty excited to be able to work on other projects.
Brave new world for that company.
Yes, it is.
So you can find some links to larger stories that Hank has posted through the Lost Coast Outpost. So thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, John.
And again, the website is lostcoastoutpost.com.